The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we're back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hinnon. And this is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we thank you, the listeners of this fine program, for that. We thank our fine affiliates, the Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, our Northern Mothership, 910 KCJB in beautiful Minot, North Dakota, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 The Flag, Rockin' the Bakken in Watford City and Stanley and Tioga and Ray and Williston, and, of course, KLTC 1460 right here in Dickinson, where we're coming to you live and direct from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. And some of the top legislative folks are going to be up on the stage in just a moment and talk a little bit about the upcoming legislative session. Big news the last couple of days, you heard at the beginning of the program, Senator Rich Wardner talking about some changes that will positively impact a lot of things in every corner of North Dakota. North Dakota is no longer a secret. North Dakota is a big deal on the globe. And obviously with this level of oil and gas production now surpassing 1 million barrels a day, on the way to 2 million barrels a day per capita, a bigger deal than Texas in oil. When you think about, you know, the size of our state geographically, the size of our state with population, and compared to how much oil we crank out versus how much oil Texas cranks out, we're a bigger deal. So it's pretty extraordinary. We're going to chat this hour with Dick Morris, who has a great new book out. Somebody that knows a little bit about energy and what can happen there. We have Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We have Doug Goring, North Dakota's ag commissioner, to talk about that comment of his opponent yesterday when he called for a social contract, compared it to the coal industry, the social contract with the coal industry, and suggested that oil and gas needed a similar social contract with North Dakotans like the coal industry. Well, we know what happened to the coal industry as a result of that quote-unquote social contract. It's on the ropes right now. By the way, we'll be early in October at the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting to deal with some of these very same issues in the coal industries we have the last couple of days here at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting in Dickinson. All right, let's see. Dick Morris in a moment. What else? Oh, I'm waiting for an answer back from Ryan Taylor, the Democratic candidate. I have texted him. I've called him, left a message, invited him on as well. We'd like to have him on the program as well, so we hope to do that as well. We're brought to you today by our friends at Continental Resources, Quality Mat Company, Wyoming Casing Service, Marathon Oil, Neighbors Drilling, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, Energy and Environmental Research Center. John Har, you will be here later this hour, too. And the Nuvara Environmental Services and Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association. Your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome. Bob in Grafton, I haven't forgotten you. Jim in South Dakota and Anthony in Bathgate. We're going to get to all of you. But first, we got to catch up with an old friend who's written a great new book. It is called Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for a One-Party Nation. Longtime political advisor and commentator Dick Morris back with us on What's On Your Mind. Dick, how you been?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. I want to give you a chance to talk about this book and give us the cliff notes. Before I do, I have to know what you think about Eric Holder's resignation. What's going on there?
Oh, my God. I didn't hear about that just now.
Just announced that he's leaving the administration. Do you think they're waking up here that he's a political liability, or what's happening?
Well, I hope so. I mean, he's really Obama's joined at the hip. That's almost like Obama resigning.
He's part of the power.
I mean, I would expect it toward the end of the term, but not this early.
Yeah.
Before the election, it must be that he's a political liability. It must be that they pulled it and found that it's really hurting. You wonder if with the ISIS bombing and now this, Obama's determined to try to change his image in the next 60 days to salvage the Senate.
I have to tell you, when I heard that he was going, when I heard about this this announcement today, I was glad we had you on the program because I thought there'd be nobody better to analyze what's going on. And I thought it seemed to me a Bill Clinton era, like, okay, I've got to change the narrative here pretty quick.
Yeah.
So who am I going to throw under the bus? That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm trying. It's comparable. When Rumsfeld left the Bush administration, he did so right after the election. and of 2006. And I was thinking, had he resigned a month before the election, we might not have lost Congress. And this resignation is of comparable magnitude. The president's literally blood brother resigning. He functionally is the deputy president, and that resignation is huge. It's gigantic. It's enormous. And I think that my first reaction, I just heard about it, is that when you combine that with his posturing about ISIS and his, you know, bomb him back to the Stone Age kind of attitude that's so atypical for him, this may be a deliberate change in his image in the 5 weeks before the election to ratchet up his ratings. The one thing you know for certain is that that resignation has to be politically motivated, because you would not announce it 5 weeks before an election. If he really just wanted to leave, you'd announce it after the election. So it apparently is an effort to try to change Obama's image, just as phony as all the other image changes have been.
By the way, any questions or comments for Dick Morris, they're always welcome. One of the great political minds in this country. And Dick, you've been off the radar for a little bit, but when I read the book, I said, I know why Dick's been off the radar. He's been working on a lot of research on this book. Tell our listeners.
I also, by the way, host a talk radio show. Did you know about that?
I didn't.
In Philadelphia.
You're in the game now. You're one of us, Dick. How about that?
Yeah, and I've been working on that show very hard. Yeah, you can listen to it 3 to 6 Eastern on dickmorris.com through the Internet. But, yeah, the theme of this book is entitled Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for a One-Party Nation. And the question has always come up every time you talk about Obama: is he stupid or is he anti-American? And this is the third option. He's neither. He is doing what he's doing because he wants to set up a permanent Democratic liberal majority in this country where conservatives and Republicans can never win an election again. And he's not doing it by trying to persuade us he's right. He's doing it by stacking the deck and rigging the system. So if you look at the various policies of his as spokes of a wheel, and you come back to the center of the wheel, the center is a political plan, not an economic or social plan, to stack American politics. For example, a lot of people say, oh, you know, he really made a mistake when he talked about amnesty because half of Guatemala showed up on our doorstep. That was no mistake. He deliberately wants those kids to stack up on our doorstep so we can bring them into the country and get them to vote Democrat. And if they can't vote, or their parents can't vote, then use voter fraud to get them to vote.
And Dick,
to stop photo ID.
One of our listeners just sent a note that said, but that means he hates America. Do you think he, because you said that...
No, I think he wants to take over America. I think he wants America to be controlled permanently by the left. People say, does he not understand economics? Why do we have 3 million fewer full-time people working than when he took office? Why do we have an 8% drop in personal income? The reason is that the poorer we are, the more likely we are to vote Democrat. And the better we're doing, the more likely we are to become Republicans. So his goal is to transfer us from a nation of working, self-reliant people to a nation of that's dependent upon the government and living hand to mouth.
I have a favor to ask every listener. Read this book. Decide for yourself. I mean, Dick does some great research in this. Get the book. Buy the book. Can we get it at dickmorris.com and get an autographed copy, by the way?
Not an autograph, but yeah, you can.
Good.
There's one other thing. Are we doing another segment, Scott?
We are not. We are really tight on time.
Let me say one other thing.
Do that.
My wife, Eileen, has just launched a website called thehillarydaily.com. Thehillarydaily.com. And it contains all things Hillary. My analysis of her analysis of her, and every news article in any newspaper, any publication that appears any place. She posts a new one almost every hour.
I got an idea.
So go there.
Hillarydaily.com. How about you and Eileen come out to North Dakota? We'll do a little book party, and we'll take you on a tour of oil country, which, by the way, if we repeat what's happened on private land in North Dakota on public lands, just 10% of public lands, we won't have a federal debt. And I don't think there's any better person to champion that idea than you. So would you come out?
We also won't have terrorists, and we also won't have Putin.
Would you come out and do that, Dick?
Okay. Well, you know, I've been to North Dakota. I used to work for Mark Andrews.
I love the Mark Andrews story. Tell folks how you first met Mark Andrews. I love that story.
Well, I ran his campaign when he was first elected to the Senate, and I was telling him about my garden in East Hampton, New York, where I had some sunflowers. And he said, well, you got to see my sunflowers. So I came out there for a fundraiser, and he toured me around thousands of acres of sunflowers, put me to a little bit of shame.
I've been out to Mapleton and the Andrews Farm with Mark and Mary, and it's a great little tour. Everybody ought to do it. He's a good man, and there's darn few of us left. Dick, thanks for the time, and I'm serious about the invite to North Dakota. We'll do it on your schedule.
Scott.
Love to have you out sometime, and our best Eileen as well. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. And by the way, folks, the book is called Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for a One-Party Nation. Buy the book. Dick does great research on this, and see what you think. Decide for yourself. That's the important thing. Bob and Grafton, we're not going to keep you waiting any longer. You're first to go when we come back. Other calls welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So I'm in the hotel room of another one of our fine sponsors. I failed to mention to this point, the Ramada Conference Center. We're actually next door at the Astoria Hotel and Conference Center for the North Dakota Petroleum Council event, but I've been staying the last two nights at the Ramada Conference Center, which is nothing short of extraordinary. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, Kevin Cramer and Doug Goring both had events there last night. Governor Dalrymple was there and a who's who of folks. It was a fun little event, and they did a wonderful job hosting. The food was fantastic. So I'm checking out this morning, and I'm schlepping my my suitcase through the lobby, and of course I have my pillow, literally my pillow on the top of the suitcase, and I hear somebody say, "Is that the famous pillow I keep hearing about on the radio?" And I said, "It is. I should have a little sign, actually, that says, 'This is my pillow.'" And if you want one, too, all you need to do is call 800-506-9028. Did I say that number right, Todd? Did I finally remember the number?
Yep. Yeah.
And if you call there and say, "Hey, Scott told me to call," or you go to mypillow.com and put in the promo code Scott, what do they get? A deal, like a two-for-one deal, right?
It's half two off. For one on the original classic pillow, so think about that, 50% off. That means you can have one for your significant other, and then they won't steal yours, which is what I've had to go through.
And I didn't get Todd and his wife have a pillow fight going over this pillow, and I brought mine along, and I didn't sleep long last night, but what I did sleep, I slept well thanks to my pillow. And I'm telling you, you know, Ramada has a lot of nice pillows, right? There's five pillows and kind of different choices you can choose from, but there's nothing like my pillow. That's the bottom line. I mean, that's why they have
for you. It's made for you. I mean,
exactly. That's the deal. They custom design this. I mean, they ask you questions so the pillow fits you. You know, do you sleep on your back? Do you sleep on your side? Do you snore? Do you? And there's a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk in this. Comes with a 10-year warranty. It won't go flat. And it's not one of those $300 pillows. I mean, they're like 60, 70 bucks. They're not bad. Two for one when you mention Scott at 800-506-9028. Tell me how you like it. Try it. If you don't, send it back. It's a no-risk deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Bob in Grafton, sorry you had to wait so darn long. What is on your mind, sir?
Well, it's okay, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I just want to say that, this program is the most informative program I think I have ever come across. And I want to thank you so much for your efforts for our state and for our nation.
It's very kind of you. And it must be something in the water in Grafton, because I like you and a lot of people from Grafton. It's a great part of North Dakota. So thank you for listening and thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
Well, we're just hard-working conservative Christian Americans. So my question is, Scott, I have a few friends at work here that are currently tuned in right now listening. And Dave, I'd like to, if you could just explain real quick, Measure 5, I'm voting no, but if you could just go over Measure 5 real quick, I'm trying to spread the word about how it is bad for North Dakota, and also how Measure 4 coincides with Measure 5, and I'll listen off the phone. Thank you, sir.
Happy to do it, Bob. I will only tell you this, that I don't want anybody to take my word for it. I really don't. I want everybody to do their own research. I give my opinions for a living, okay? That's what I do. That's how I've made my living, and, you know, my bank account shows it's not exactly profitable. but that's what I've done. I've done it on the radio in North Dakota since 1988. And so when I talk about Measure 5, I'm telling you what my opinion is. I really want the proponents of Measure 5, the people that cooked up this idea, to come and answer your questions, Bob, and your buddies at work. That'd be better than taking it from me. I know this. The people, I mean, 101 legislators now, every farm group, every business group, the chamber, I mean, everybody's against this, okay? And why are they against it? Number one, it's a bunch of folks from out of state that are trying to line their pockets with North Dakota taxpayer money. Number two, it's a land grab. They want to buy land, maybe even resell it, with your money. And I don't like what that does. I equate it to cash for clunkers. Remember cash for clunkers? Cash for clunkers an idea to say, we're going to buy up all these used cars, and then these really bad gas hogs will go off the... What happened? The price of used cars went through the roof, number one. That same thing will happen to land prices, which in some cases is bad, some cases is good. Number two, people who actually wanted to buy a clunker, maybe for a son or a daughter or folks that didn't have a lot of means, couldn't buy cars all of a sudden, and the price went way up. Ridiculous. So it's messing with the market. I don't like it. It's ugly. But most important, really the most important thing you need to know, is that over 25 years, $4.8 billion will be mandated to be spent. It's 5% of North Dakota's oil extraction tax, and that means $4.8 billion less for schools, hospitals, highway, law enforcement officers, all in the name of Ducks Unlimited and Sierra Club and Wildlife Funds and all these goofy extremist environmentalist groups. And by the way, Ducks Unlimited does good work. I've been to DU banquets over the years. I like DU. But what they're trying to do here is get more of their, you know, leadership money to spend all over the country. They want to siphon money in North Dakota to fund their operations all over. And I actually, I do honestly think a lot of DU, until this, I mean, they've really turned me on this, but some of these groups, they're crazy. They're the extremist environmentalists that want oil and gas production to go away. But that's almost a sideshow. The bottom line is we can't afford it right now in North Dakota. We can't afford to take their money and mandate 75% of it be spent. It has to be spent on their wildlife vision, on their parks vision, and what they call clean water. It's poorly named. It's a bad idea, and I'm on a bit of a rant about it. I apologize, but I hope that helps you. But don't take it from me. Do your own research on it. And the group Common Sense, North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, they come on whenever we ask. And guess what? The folks that are supporting this won't come on. I hope that speaks volumes. I got a text from a listener who said, you know, it'd really be helpful if you would do a review of all of the measures on the ballot in November. I think a lot of people are foggy in what's being considered. We're going to do that. We're going to invite all sides to come on the issue. I will tell you this. Again, I want people to do their own research. We'll help in that. We're hosting debates. I won't, during those debates, give my opinions. I'll be a moderator. But we're gonna do that. We're gonna have a website where you can go on all of them. So thanks for the question, Justin. And we're on it. Adam and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you got Adam?
I do. You're up, Adam.
Okay. Hey, great show. I agree with the last caller. I have a statement and a question. Why is the Burley County and Bismarck want to raise the property tax levy is my question. And my state comment is, with the increase in homes being built, don't they already have an increase in property tax revenue? And I'll listen off air. Thank you.
Good questions, and shout out to Burley County Commissioners. If you're listening, please answer. John in Bismarck has a question about the county commission vote tonight, too. John, what's your question?
I just want everybody to pay attention tonight. Pay attention to our commissioners and how they vote, because election time's coming up. If they vote to raise our taxes, they better have a damn good reason why.
How do you want them to vote, John?
I want them to vote no. I think we're taxed enough.
I'm guessing they're listening.
They better be.
Yeah, and also, obviously, the best thing I've noticed at every level, whether it's school board, whether it's city, county, and there was an extraordinary Fargo school board meeting this week that I need to dig into, where the social contract term was used in relating to our kids that scares the daylights out of me. But my experience is when you go to those meetings and they see new faces, they perk up.
6 o'clock tonight, City County Building.
Yeah, City County Building in Bismarck tonight. Go there. Let your voice be heard on this, and that makes a difference. City commissions, county commissions, school board. So I'd do that. Are you going to go, John?
I will be taking care of my kids. Get ready for his birthday.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of folks are out there taking care of their families and working for a living, but this one's an important one, and your voice has already been heard. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at Chase on the Lake, beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Golfers, listen up. You already know how great golf can be in the fall, right? Especially in northern Minnesota with the colors and all the fun. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and the Chase. Check it out. The Chase on the Lake package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. Both great courses. I lean towards Tiana, but you know what? Get a load of this price. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129. If you'd like a weekend, just $30 more at $159. Now think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by itself. Then golf at a championship golf course, throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at about half price. One night in a classic room at Chase on the Lake, one round of golf at either Tiana or Longbow, and one meal at the 502. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, enter promo code Scott to get this great fall golfing package. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Morning, 8 before the top of the hour, coming to you live and direct from the Astoria Hotel and Conference Center in Dickinson for the last of our three broadcasts from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. I want to thank our sponsors. They include the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, Nevera Environmental Services, Continental Resources, Quality Mat Company, Wyoming Casing Service. I love that story. Steve Halverson, Tim Gross, those guys. It was fun to talk with their team this week. What a great North Dakota story. It really is. Tioga, North Dakota native. And Steve Halverson, and what they've done is just nothing short of phenomenal. 700 employees now. Marathon Oil Company, we talked to Terry Kovacevic yesterday. Neighbors Drilling, what a great story about their give backs to the community. Environmental Energy and Environmental Research Center, and John Harjus coming up a little bit, as well as the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. We're also brought to you every time we hit the road by our friends at PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. You can fill up in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck and all across North Dakota. Ron Ness is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to chat with Ron next. We're going to hear from Doug Goring, who spoke to this group yesterday, the Ag Commissioner, and John Harjus of the Energy and Environmental Research Center, plus a couple of callers we need to get in, Ed and Minot and Brent and Jamestown coming up. But Ron Ness has just popped out of the meeting for a quick moment to give us a little recap on how things are going here in Dickinson. About to wrap up. Been a busy couple of days. Thanks for joining us, Ron.
Scott, thanks for being here. 3 days of live radio from here. And, you know, the best thing, though, was having Kathy Nested on the radio. And I hope you can do more of that with her, because she's an incredible knack of putting the fracking issues and the geology of the Bakken into perspective that even I can understand.
We should do one of those just for the benefit of a radio audience one time, because it's really, really good. We're going to actually do that next week at the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council meeting. Senator Hovind and Heitkamp and Congressman Kramer are going to be there, and we're going to tape a special Energy Matters. So we should do that with the Bakken Community Education Series, because those are very valuable. They really are. It was great. A lot of things to cover. So many things happening here. But talk about some of I have to tell you, yesterday the meeting opened with an FFA leader that did the best job I've ever heard of connecting agriculture and energy. And a young leader, it was really neat. But I know there's a lot of the folks in the ag community here. Talk about the dialogue that's going on.
Well, we have had just absolutely incredible speakers. And the truth be told, the best speaker we had was our second speaker yesterday, young lady from Katie Schulich from Oaks, North Dakota, who's a second-year student at NDSU, FFA member. And she came and talked about ag and oil, and working together to lead North Dakota, and how these I believe it's 4,700 kids across North Dakota involved in FFA want to be involved in North Dakota's future, and whether they're petroleum engineers or they're welders or whatever they are. So she was fantastic. I hope Best Engine taped that because she just nailed her speech. Oh. I'd given her 10 minutes and 9:59 she did it in. She said so well rehearsed and
by the way, great a great family down there. I mean that whole Schulich family, they're really amazing folks. We've been down to Oaks before with our What's in Your Town tour. They have oil impacts. Harris Machine down there, a long-standing company, is producing things for the oil and gas industry. Another great example. So they do connect well, for sure.
Well, speaking of that, Senator Hovind just wrapped up, and for that I gave a little legislative overview, and we met with the two things. We met with the Grain Growers Board of Directors and the chairman of their board and their executive director, Dan Wogsland, yesterday at our board meeting. Had a great dialogue about key issues in North Dakota. Both agreed that Measure 5 is the key issue. But secondly, we got to do a better job on pipelines, and we got sloppy in 2009, 2010, and we've been working with the landowner groups. And we're.
What do you mean by sloppy?
Well, I think that subcontractors got in a hurry, and they didn't do a good job of reclaiming the land. And I remember we had wet year in 11. And if you don't reclaim and pack that ground sand and dirt back into that that pipeline trench properly, it slumps later on. So we've got some cleanup work to do, but we can do pipeline spraying. I've always felt the pipeline coming across my land is a tremendous value to me as a landowner. I get paid for it, and hopefully I never see or hear from it again. So we're doing better now, and we're going to continue working on that, and I press that. Probably most importantly is we passed a resolution of support for the oil counties and the Western Legislators' plan that you've seen rolled out over the past 2 weeks by Senator Wardner. And we now have 55,000 employees working directly in industry and tens of thousands of others subdirecting in virtually, you know, every county and every city across North Dakota. And we're going to put the full court press on the North Dakota legislature to get this done this time. And you've got the counties and cities out west should know that you've got the full support of the Petroleum Council and our 550-plus members and our 55,000 employees are going to be we're going to be knocking on those doors and ringing the bells if legislators need to get behind this and support it.
Speaking of pipelines, back to that for a minute. You have a keynoter that is the president and CEO of Alliance Pipeline today. Alliance does some really innovative things. One of the most innovative is this winter dig thing. Pretty incredible. I mean, there's some innovation in that industry too coming, isn't there?
Well, that's why he's here, because I think Alliance has been a leader, and they have developed some technologies in Alberta. That it just seems to me as if you can do this work, you can lay that topsoil off to the side in the fall, and you can go in and you can do your trenching and properly get that dirt back in the ground in the winter, and then lay your topsoil back on. You're out of the farmer's way by the time maybe he needs to do his spring's work in May. So it's one of the problems with flaring and all these other issues is that we have a very short season here because we've kind of compressed ourselves now to a summer. Pipeline installation season, and that impacts us on flaring and everything else. So we're going to try and pick up some tips from Terrence Kutrick today, but we can get better. It's a big issue, and you're never going to get those trucks off the road and improve road safety if we don't get pipelines.
And do it right.
And you got to do it right.
Yeah. And Terrence Kutrick, by the way, the president and CEO of Alliance Pipeline, is going to join us in the program. Ron, we'll let you get back in there. Appreciate all the access we've had to all your speakers this week. Jeff and Halliburton's agreed to come on with us in the future, which we look forward to that conversation. And really a wealth of information at this event. So thank you.
Yeah, just Halliburton.
What did I say?
They have to hire 21,000 new employees worldwide next year.
One company.
21,000.
Yeah, incredible story. And I believe you had a conversation with him down at their world headquarters in Houston when he said, we're worried about one thing, people and having a place for them to stay, right?
They are. It was a complete contrast to what I would have expected walking into the world headquarters of Halliburton. And those guys are very community related, and they keep and retain employees. And they know we need family housing in order to keep those employees that they have recruited in North Dakota. So affordable family housing is important to anybody anywhere in the state as an employer, because I think our workforce challenges are going to grow here, not diminish.
Absolutely. And you honored some great folks who've given back a lot to the industry. Rick Ross last night, as well as the Hall of Fame Award and the Achievement Awards. Just give a quick plug for the folks in the industry that you honored.
We did. We honored Mike Heenick, the former mayor of Stanley, and Dave Heenick, the county commissioner of Montreal County, two of the guys that have been in the eye of the storm throughout this Bakken thing as this took off in their counties. Just tremendous North Dakotans, tremendous leaders for what was put on their plate unexpectedly. They've both stepped down from those roles, but I think what they've done for their community and their constituents is going to leave a legacy there. We honored Cliff Binks, a longtime oil field guy from Williston, a salesman, and just one of the all-around good guys in this industry that's always there to help, and 40-plus years in the industry. And last night we honored Rick Ross, who's my former boss, senior vice president of Whiting Petroleum, and was really one of the leaders in really building the Bakken. Whiting's an oil finder, an oil producer. They have developed the technologies. They just gave a talk here, one of their young engineers, about refracs and using coiled tubing. And that's fresh out of the box. Nobody here had seen that. So great honors for all of them, and we're thrilled to have people like that. And so many young faces around here, though. Lots of, men and women and all. Lots of great work.
Very exciting. Very vibrant time for the industry. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We've got to get back and host that panel with the legislative leaders on what we can expect in the legislative session on two very bold proposals that you heard the industry supports wholeheartedly. One, the early funding, one-time emergency infrastructure funding of $800 million, and the other, the formula change, which are being very well received here, that's for sure. 19 before the top of the hour, we've got a lot to do and a little time to do it, so let me defer to the callers as we always do and get you in first here. Ed and Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, the other day I was traveling the Highway 5 up by Canada, Crosby. I could see the Canadian power plants. Like a coal-fired one up there that has got the prototype carbon capture. I was wondering if somehow we could keep, updated how the progress is coming along with their process there.
That's a very good question, isn't it? Plus, that's a whole pig in a poke anyway, if you ask me, Ed. But I appreciate the comment, and we'll try and get you an answer. Brent Jamestown, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Brent.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just had a couple of comments. There's a gentleman mentioning that their property tax is going to be increasing, and Sussman County is trying to pull the same thing here. They want to raise it by 3.29%. So I know there's a lot of bragging about all this oil benefiting North Dakota, and we did get a property tax deduction, but now you've got some other sides of it trying to bump it up, so we're not really gaining anything.
That's very interesting. When is that decision going to be made in Sussman County, Brent?
Well, there's a meeting coming up October 7th, and they want to put that in place for 2014.
So have you let your county commissioners know how you feel about that?
I'm definitely going to and try to be at the meeting. I mean, I know this oil is a good thing for North Dakota, but being a citizen here all my life, living in Jamestown, there's a lot of negative. We're starting to see a lot of people coming in here. There's go to Walmart, takes longer to check out than it does to shop. And, of course, I got a little bit of property tax deduction, but if they go and back and raise it, then what am I getting out of all this other than a lesser quality of life living here in North Dakota?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to push back a little bit on your comments. Respect your opinion, but a little bit of a longer wait at the Walmart in Jamestown for the amount of extraordinary opportunity that presents itself to every corner of North Dakota to me is worth it. But I have to tell you, I spend a lot of time in Watford City, in Stanley and Tioga and a little less so in Williston and Minot that are part of this, but Dickinson this week, we have no idea what we take for granted in Bismarck and Fargo and Grand Forks and Jamestown and Devil's Lake and in Minot in the way of just average everyday living, okay, of getting our kids to ball games and volleyball practices and in the summertime going to community pools. They don't have a pool in Tioga right now. They don't have a pool in Tioga, right? And they're busy trying to get donations to get one built. That's ridiculous. Not to mention, there is a pace unlike anything I can ever explain. You just actually have to be there and live it and understand it. Look, are there challenges? Absolutely. Are there things that are going to be different? I mean, are your roads getting a little more beat up around Jamestown than they would if we didn't have all this traffic coming this way, 52 and others? Of course. But you know what? It's you know, the number one winner of this with the least amount of investment is the state government. I mean, they're reaping a huge benefit, so it needs to come back not only to Sutsman County, but McKenzie County and every corner of North Dakota, because this is a good deal, a big deal for everybody. But I appreciate the property tax concern in Sutsman County, Brent. Thanks for sharing. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
And we're back Mark and Dickinson at the Astoria Hotel and Convention Center. Also want to thank the folks next door at the Ramada Hotel and Convention Center as well. Great conference facility there, and our hospitality host while we were here. A lot of folks have been going back and forth. It's been great, great new facilities in Dickinson. Brought to you today by our friends at Continental Resources, Wyoming Casing Service, Marathon Oil Company, Neighbors Drilling, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, Navera Environmental Services, Quality Mat Company, and the Energy and Environmental Research Center, where our next guest calls home. John, how are you? Hello, John, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be here, Scott.
Good to see you. Todd Mitchell is my he's my boss, is what he is. And
stop that!
What else do we need to do? We have one segment left in this program. We didn't get to the interview with Doug Goring, did we? We recorded that yesterday after his remarks. We tried to do the same with Ryan Taylor, but he left immediately after the conference, so we didn't get a chance to get him. I have reached out to Todd to Ryan Taylor and invited him to come on. I have a text into him and a call into him. I've not heard back, so why don't we do this? We'll keep trying on that, and we'll air that interview with Doug and hopefully Ryan tomorrow. Make sense?
Makes sense.
You okay with that?
You're the boss. Scott. Come on.
I am the host.
I know
the real boss here. The co-host keeps me in line, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, all right, we'll do that tomorrow. And
boss.
This is wrapping up, actually. Lynn Helms is speaking right now. There'll be a short break and then a very important panel on what's ahead for the Bakken and funding for Western infrastructure with Jeff Simon of MDU Resources will be the panel moderator. Jeff knows this industry backwards and forwards. Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. Democratic Senator Connie Triplett. Terry Kovacevic of Marathon Oil. Rick Ross of Whiting Petroleum. That'll be a good one coming up. Then the Alliance Pipeline CEO on Pipelines Done Right. So there's still lots to do if you want to come on by. And by the way, for any of our listeners that stop by just for asking, and any of the folks registered here at the conference, I do not want to bring any books home. And, John, how many are in front of you there? Would you say a dozen?
Yeah, 12, 15.
That's the last of them, and I do not want to load them back up. So if you're a fine listener of this program and you're in and around the Dickinson area, stop by the Astoria Hotel and Conference Center and free copy of the book Grassroots on Me. Don't make me schlep these home. I don't care if you use them for a doorstop. That's what you're going to use yours for, isn't it, John?
No, I am going to put that next to my bed and read diligently every night, Scott.
You will learn nothing from on energy because you're the maestro. And speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about enhanced oil recovery. Is that a hot topic right now?
That's a very hot topic. We were actually informed last week of another competitive award that we'd received from the Department of Energy to further enhance our work in EOR, as I call it, or enhanced oil recovery, EOR.
You're the expert here, but do I understand enhanced oil recovery to mean that, okay, we're doing what we're doing right now that has us at 1 million barrels a day, and we see a path to 2 million, and that'll all continue and everything's fine, but enhanced oil recovery is new technology that allows us to go back and get the 95% of the oil or whatever the number is that's still there. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it allows us to try to increase our recovery factor. Really, with today's technology, you're absolutely right. About 5% or so is the kind of recovery that we're getting out of this incredible resource. So what we hope to do with the EOR technology is increase that number. And the end result isn't that really we would increase these rates beyond 2 million barrels a day, but it's the sort of thing that what we would hope to do is maintain those kinds of rates for much, much longer periods of time and ultimately increase that harvest of that resource from the same environmental footprint.
Let me play environmental extremists. Oh, then we'll have more earthquakes. What will the environmental impacts be on enhanced oil recovery?
Well, there's no evidence of that. It was certainly that I'm aware of. You know, there has been some documentation of enhanced seismicity associated with injection into fault zones. And, of course, that's something that we know where fault zones are, and that's a place to avoid injection. And, obviously, North Dakota is not a seismically active place.
Makes sense. I want to ask you about another issue, and that has to do with the impact of all this and how this industry continues to get more and more innovative. Harold Hamm, who you know and relies a lot on the EERC research over the years of Continental Resources, coined a phrase ecopad a number of years ago,
yeah.
And now that's the end thing in the industry. What is it, and what's the impact it's having?
Well, I look at the ecopad as it's a single area on the landscape that we might install as many as 32 wells now, I think, is our current high number. So instead of having 32 individual well pads where we'd have tankage and a well and a road accessing them and so on, we'd have 32 actual wells accessing some portion of the subsurface from that single location.
With one road. Yeah, and usually on a major thoroughfare, so, you know, you can do it more efficiently too, right?
Absolutely.
And what does that do? That's 32 less truck trips, every however many hours and everything else, right?
But it facilitates the gathering side, so the challenges that we sometimes have with gas gathering is that an individual location 50 miles from the nearest trunk line really challenges the economics of that gas gathering. But when we have 32 wells on an individual location, it doesn't matter how far you are from a transmission line, that becomes an economically viable alternative.
Fascinating. Looking forward to future conversations about this and more with our friends at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, EERC, up at UND in Grand Forks, doing great work. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the sponsorship, too, of our friends at EERC. Got to go. We will be in Newtown tomorrow for our Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafton, and RV Communications, What's in Your Town Tour, to find out all the great things happening in beautiful Newtown, North Dakota. Going to take a little detour through Watford City on the way there. See you there tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. Event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.